Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
So we got high school roundtable time, huh?
We do.
Zach first, or who's first?
We're going to go Chief first and Zach first. They're both on the phone, and then I got Greg here in studio with me. So we'll go, Chief first here.
Chief, what's going on?
Steve, not much. I got caught being soccer game manager two Wednesdays in a row, so getting ready for a big match between the Shikellamy boys and the Altoona boys.
So you're the manager?
I've been the game manager, take care of the officials, make sure the clock runs for about 20 years. So that's what I'm doing.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's great. I'm glad you're doing it. They couldn't ask a better person to do it. All right, so where do you think this football team is right now?
They did an excellent job on Friday night. They played all four quarters, and they did it with a little bit of some problems. They had to move some people around due to injuries. They had to move some defensive people to go both ways now, both at offensive guard and tackle. Coaches did a real nice job of getting people rest. And they played solid all four quarters. I thought when Central Mountain scored to make it 9-3 and we were in the second half, that this is going to end up being 10-9. But the kids came around, they played good defense, they got an interception, and they drove the ball, got a touchdown, and that put it a little bit farther out. And then they did the same thing and got another touchdown. So things clicked. It looked good.
What do you think that does for their confidence?
Well, it has to do a lot. I mean, they were in the Central Columbia game. They were not in the Mifflin County game. And this game, they pretty well controlled the entire four quarters. I mean, even though it was only 3-0 at halftime, they had stopped Central Mountain inside the 5-yard line on a 4th and inches. And that kind of turned that whole thing around. They went down and got a field goal. So it's got to be a good morale booster because, let's face it, the kids had a rough year last year, and the first two games this year were losses. So now they beat a team that beat them last year. And for that, they get rewarded by playing Jersey Shore.
Right. And Jersey Shore, year in and year out's really good. What's so good about this edition?
Listen, Steve, I watched their game with Selins Grove last week on Huddle. And I did not see a weakness anywhere. I did not see any place that their game isn't 100%. Their offense, they run the ball well. They've got, I love this name. They got a wide receiver by the name of Connor Peacock, and he gets open. And they've got an excellent running game. The quarterback can run and pass. The defense is smothering. Their special teams are good. So I don't think Coach Garvish has a weakness. It's going to take a very good football team in order to beat them. I mean, really good, Steve. I'm looking at these guys making it to states. I really do think they will.
And Dave, how much does it help you make that evaluation that they played Selins Grove last week, and you already have a pretty good gauge on Selins Grove?
Well, when you hold Selins Grove to 11 yards total offense and no first downs, with Coach Hicks's team down there, and he thought he had one of his better offensive lines, and he did. Yep. It's just the fact that Jersey Shore, they've been smothering everybody. I mean, they had Lewisburg 73-0 at halftime. They beat Pottsville, which I believe is a 5A school, in the first game of the season, scoring over 50 points. So they've been good the last 2 years. I think they're better than the team that 2 years ago lost in the state finals. I really do. Barring any injuries, this is a solid football team, and they're buying into the program. I mean, there's a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of kids on the team. If we weren't playing them, they'd be fun to watch on Friday.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, well, I know I'll watch some of it down in Alabama tomorrow night. So another great broadcast for you and Kevin. Appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Like I said, it's a job, but it's not a job. I enjoy it a lot. Right. Have a safe trip down to Auburn.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it, Dave.
All right.
Zach,
talk to you later.
Zach Showers. Zach, you saw the Jersey Shore Selins Grove thing in person. Was it as bad in person as it was on tape?
Yeah, it pretty much was. It was a tough one for Selinsgrove. I'll echo everything the Chief said. I mean, this Jersey Shore team's loaded. Honestly, I think they have a legitimate shot to win a state championship this year. They remind me a lot of the Selinsgrove's 2009 state championship team, where senior laden and loaded at just every skill position, the line, everything. And, you know, you pretty much got what you expect. Selinsgrove was playing without their starting quarterback, their starting running back, their best wide receivers moved to quarterback. They played without their top linebacker and, you know, a few other defensive guys that would be pieces. So when you're playing six, seven difference makers down against a team that is has a shot to go deep in the states, you know, it's tough, but hopefully a number of those guys will be trickling back the next couple weeks. And even though Selinsgrove lost, pretty much every goal is still in front of this team going forward.
In the theory is true, but how important is it now for Selinsgrove to make sure that Jersey Shore doesn't beat them twice? In other words, the hangover is so bad, that you lose confidence.
Right. Yeah, that was the big message, is just kind of talking to Derek Hicks yesterday. He said, you know, regardless of if you win or lose, you know, you have to move on to that next week at some point. And honestly, I think this team's done a pretty good job of that. They know how good Jersey Shore is, and they also know how shorthanded they played against them last week. So there's not a lot of conclusions. I think the coaches briefly touched on some things with tape, and I didn't even really even see comments on huddle this week from the coaches. So it was a matter of let's flush this one and move on to a pretty good Shamokin team coming in this week.
What makes Shamokin a tough matchup in some ways?
Probably the biggest thing is they have a really solid power running game. I know going into the season, there was a lot of talk about they were going to kind of throw the ball over the place with senior quarterback Brett Nye. He went out of the week two matchup with an injury, and don't believe he'll be returning, but that's still up in the air. And they've, even with that, they've gone to just a power downhill running game, led by a couple backs, but mainly senior knowledge Artis Jones, who had 178 yards in the opener, was shut down by a good Southern Columbia team, and then last week went for 54 yards and three touchdowns against Mifflinburg. So they are a team that can come at you, and one area that Selinsgrove has struggled a little bit, especially the past 2 weeks, has been that power running game when teams have gone at them. They've given up some big plays through that. So that is definitely a concern for the Selinsgrove team. Again, there's a few guys that will be coming back this week, and some, you know, changes at the linebacker position that I think Selinsgrove is hoping can make a big difference in that area. But that's probably the biggest reason to worry a little bit about tomorrow night.
Always a pleasure, Zach. Appreciate it very much.
Yes, thanks, Steve.
And sitting in studio, Matt Cotrillo. Greg, how much complaining was done during the break?
He was pretty good. I'm trying to stay positive with him.
Well, it's good somebody has to, because I mean he makes negativity look like a sport. Greg, that's just stupid. I know what stupid is.
No, it's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, and it's stupid.
Hey, at least he's got somebody to talk to in studio this week.
Yeah, but he texted me and said, get me out of here. What does that mean? So, Greg, what is the state of Lewisburg right now?
Well, you know, they didn't play a bad game last week against Montoursville. They lost 24-21, but you take away their mental mistakes, Steve, and they win that game.
Yeah,
right. You know, they returned a punt for a touchdown, called back on a block in the back. They had first and goal inside the 10-yard line three times and came away with 0 points. One time, they had second and goal on the 6-inch line.
You couldn't
and
knock
ended
it in.
Up trying a 43-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Because of two illegal procedure penalties and a holding call.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, and that's the message the coach says, mental mistakes are killing us. You know, we could be, they realistically could be 2-1 without the mental mistakes that they've made.
All right, so from a coaching point of view, how do you get it across where, yeah, but they're not thinking too much? Because now you can think so much, you then, now you're a half step off on the count.
Yeah.
And you're getting killed.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I think what they're looking at, I was at practice, let's see, Tuesday night and Wednesday night. They're, I don't want to say dummying it down, Steve, but they're trying to make it simple. Look, this is what we're going to do. Don't worry about making a physical mistake. You know, just this is who you're going to block. If you don't block this guy, hit someone. You know, you line up in your position, hit someone, do what you think you have to do, and trying to encourage them to work through this. And looking for the seniors to help them out, looking for the quarterback to get them in the right position when they line up, reminding each other what the snap count is, things like that. So communication is what they're really working on.
Break the huddle right. Things yeah. like that. I mean, seriously. I mean,
yeah.
Those are all just, you know, because you can break it with an attitude.
That's
boom.
Right.
All right.
Yep.
And then you take it to the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
So what about the matchup this week? Because, like, you know, like breaking through would be such a big deal. Because yeah. I think it could set the tone for the rest of the season like it did last year.
Right. You know, and they have a tough opponent this week in Southern Columbia.
Yeah, I know.
And you know, it's You look at Lewisburg's schedule, and they're starting the year out 0-3, 0-4 every year because of who they're starting to play. The front load of the schedule. Now, the other issue we have, what Lewisburg has, is in the first three games, Steve, they've given up over 800 yards rushing.
Yeah.
And what does Southern Columbia do? They run the football. And If Lewisburg can come out of this game feeling good about themselves, you know, they have Central Columbia next week, a game they can compete with, a team they can compete with. You know, they know what they're getting into Friday night. The kids aren't stupid. They know who Southern Columbia is, but they want to go and try to compete with Southern Columbia. They don't want to make it easy for Southern Columbia. They want to make them compete. And I think that's what they're looking at.
Because Central Columbia, they're known as a bowling school.
That's right.
Central Columbia, it's a suit joke.
I get you. I got to watch what I say. My wife graduated from Central Columbia, so I have to.
But it's like it's his whole life.
That's right.
Is there any thought process that Southern Columbia, which is not undefeated,
right?
Okay, that at least there's a thought that they're vulnerable in some way.
I think the kids do feel that way. They don't think this is as strong a Southern Columbia team as we've seen in the past years. Losing the Garcia kid in the first game really has hurt Southern Columbia. I mean, he was just... I think he really would have made a difference in the Loyal Sauk game from his linebacker position. And also, he's a third running back that they have... another good third running back that they would have. So I think that's hurt them depth-wise. But I think Lewisburg thinks that they can compete with them if they can stop the run. I don't think teams are as scared of Southern this year throwing the football as they have been in past years. They don't have the... I don't want to say the athletes. They have athletes. But I don't think that passing game is the concern it's been in previous years. But, again, they have talent. They have a lot of kids out for the program. They bought into that program for the past 25, 30 years. And they're a proud football team. And coming off a loss like they got beat last week at Southern Columbia, they're going to be very difficult to play with tomorrow night.
Remember that hint I gave you. Act like you're on the phone as you're leaving. That way the suit won't bother you.
Okay, I'll do that.
I think it's always really important, you know.
I'll just give a little wave of the hand to him.
A little wave of that. Good to see you, pal. I'm on the phone right now. Even though, like, you know, I do that all the time, and I'm not talking to anybody, Greg.
Yeah, I got you.
That's only with him.
That's right. That's right.
It's a helpful hint from this station and the ad council. All right. Thanks, Greg.
Thank you, Steve. Good luck this weekend.
Hey, by the way, hit them straight.
Hey, it was an 81 today.
Ooh, that is hitting it straight.
I did okay. I tried a new grip today. Tried something different today. It worked out okay.
All right. Now, don't you love... I know it's technically not autumn yet.
Yes.
But don't you love playing it this time of the year?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so nice.
I love playing golf this time of year.
Favorite time of year to play golf.
Oh, yep. I mean, you get out, especially then when the trees start to turn.
Oh,
it's just there's beauty all around you.
Yep.
You forget about all your problems, you know.
Just that third putt. That's the only thing I remember.
The third putt. Yeah, that drives you nuts.
Yeah.
But it probably because it hit a leaf.
That's right.
Right. Darn.
Right. That's right.
All right, Greg, great to talk to you. Great to hear some laughter in the studio. Normally, there's a lot of anger management.
I'm trying to get him to smile a little, Steve.
I mean, we're working on it.
That's right.
I mean, I guess I made the mistake. I made fun of Aaron Judge. Now he's mad.
That you should never do that.
I mean,
it was a mistake.
I mean, I've called him gray the whole thing, but he gets very touchy. Right? Jalen Hurts may not be the best quarterback in the NFL. Very touchy.
Yeah.
Like the two guys playing tonight are better. Very touchy.
He'll be okay. We'll put him in a straitjacket. We'll calm him down.
Whoa, boy, I'll tell you, that goes along with... I got a lot of texts from his family about that. All right. Thanks so much, Greg.
Yeah, be good. Take care.